Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's this morning's extremely local news. Jen Sabella joins us from Block Club Chicago. Jen, hi. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Bob?
Pretty good, except when I hear stories like this one about Jerry's Grill. Hate this, but we're going to hear more of these, aren't we?
Yes. We actually are working on just keeping track because we don't want to, you know, forget all these places that are going to close permanently during this shutdown. But Jerry's Grill has been on Western Avenue, 4357 Northwestern, for 57 years. I mean, I remember it as long as I can remember. I used to work around the corner from there, and I'd go there after work. We'd go there after going to the bar. Mm-hmm. Jerry's has been in the same family all 57 years, but they just said, you know, there's just no way we're not going to make it. They said that, you know, the booths are super close together. It's a small space. The little, even the counter spots are close together. So even in phase four, when restaurants are able to reopen, the owner said, you know, there's just no way we're going to be able to do it. We can't keep people apart. It's just not the way it's set up.
Yeah, that is really sad. A lot of people know that place, as you said, 4357 Northwestern Avenue, like six decades. And unfortunately, we're going to be hearing more stories like that. But I know there is some silver lining in a few places. Talk about this new, it's actually a new butcher shop in the West Loop.
Yeah, so people are getting really creative in an effort to save their businesses right now. Chef John Mannion, he runs this West Loop restaurant called El Shea Steakhouse, which is very, you know, celebrated and trendy and usually very crowded. But for, you know, months now, it's been empty. And, you know, steaks and, like, fine dining experience is not an easy thing to do takeout with. It's not something that's really feasible for places like this. So the chef decided to turn it into a butcher shop. He had all this great meat in-house, and he didn't want to cancel the deliveries of meat that he'd been ordering. So they opened El Shea Meat and Provisions inside of their restaurant. It actually opens soon. It's not open yet. They are going to be doing meal kits, and you can just go in and buy a steak, they'll cut meat however you want it, just like a normal butcher shop. But you'll also be able to pick up, like, pre-cut and pre-seasoned pieces of meat. And they'll also make different sauces available for people who miss El Shea's menu.
So that's 845 West Washington Boulevard.
Yes, and it opens in a couple weeks. So it's like June 2nd. You can keep track on their website, El Shea, or their ElSheaChicago.com, or you can go to their Instagram and they'll be posting updates. But we'll update also when it opens. It sounds like June 2nd is going to be the day.
And we have a craving now for live music, and I know in Wicker Park there's going to be something going on that will help us with that.
Yeah, this is like, I was really into the story just because Debonair Social Club has been in Wicker Park for a while. It's since I was, you know, young enough to go clubbing. Mm-hmm. So that says a lot. And they, you know, dance clubs, like, when is that going to reopen? That's probably not until stage five. So they've got a while. They didn't know what to do. They don't want to close. And, you know, I don't think anyone wants them to close. They're such a staple in the Wicker Park neighborhood for their nightlife. They draw so many people into the neighborhood every weekend and even weekdays. And so they created something called a disco bodega. And this is just so fascinating. They put the big hand-printed signs that you usually would see at, like, a corner store on the front of the club. Booze to go, ice water, they have toilet paper, they have flowers, and everything, and a bunch of the stuff they're selling is local from different businesses in Wicker Park that can't be open right now. They're selling records from Dorian's, which is across the street. No Bones Beach Club is a vegan spot. They have, you know, they're going to make meal kits available, cold brew coffee. So they have all the stuff that they're selling in a bodega style so they're allowed to be open, essentially. Mm-hmm. So they've created something that the whole neighborhood really needed, which was some way that people could shop for their products.
Like that idea, and you can get all the information on that and all the stories we talk about here at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen Sabella.
Thanks, Bob.